It's Sunday, the 7th of December. It's 11:10 a.m. Went to bed last night just after 10. Got out of bed this morning, 10 o'clock. So, 12 hours in bed. And I have to say, most of that, I've virtually all of it in a sound sleep. And even at 10, I was dreaming happily. You know when you're dreaming happily, you don't want to be waking up. You cry out inside, leave me alone, get me back into that dream. Oh, just tired from yesterday. It was at the Christmas Street Fair. It was a miserable day. It really was. A truly miserable, rotten, stinking, windy, dreich day. Apart from that, it was all right. We had such good weather on the Friday and then yesterday, and it washed out everything, even the torchlight procession, I doubt, was populated by any great numbers. People were abandoning the town centre for the warmth and cosiness of probably McDonald's and of the stores that are warm and cosy inside. But that's just what happens. Now this morning it's nice and bright. Quite a lot of blue sky actually, but quite a lot of white cloud, but as I'm speaking, there are raindrops falling on my head. And a song about that. And I've no idea where they're coming from, because there's no cloud directly above me, but there you are. Such is weather. At, what time is it? Just before 7:30. After I'd had my porridge, I was sitting in my room having a coffee, and my wife called in. Look out the window. It was snowing. It was. They said it would, but we weren't sure we'd get it here at the lower levels. It did. Didn't last long. But it's early days yet, or early hours yet. So thank you, my friends over across the pond, wherever you are. If you'd sent loads of snow yesterday, the street fair would have been a massive success. So a lazy day today. I'm actually feeling very good. I really am. That long, sound sleep, finishing off with good dreams, and the back easing off. I had a very painful back last night and this morning getting out of bed. And the reason was standing relatively still for so long yesterday in the cold, damp weather. That's the worst that can happen for my back, you know. Not the cold, damp weather, but standing still for so long. It's not the same as a car boot, where I can go meandering, as I often do very often. But at a busy tombola raffle stall, I can't abandon my wife to do it all. So basically most of the time I was standing there, and it was not very pleasant. So that took its toll on my back, which is now easing off, thank the Lord. Those raindrops that are falling are very light, you know, just almost like the stage where the change from, because they're falling very gently. I can see them lit up with the sunshine that's coming through now. They're falling so light, it looks like it's at that stage where it could just suddenly turn to tiny wee snowflakes. Loads of bird activity today over by at the apple tree feeders. Chaffinches, blue tits, coal tits, great tits on the suet feeder. shooting male blackbird. I wonder how female blackbird, if she's the one that initiates the breeding space, as it were, how does she pick a cock blackbird to be her mate, her buddy? How do they do that? Does she say, okay, build me a nest and if it's good enough I'll have you? It's actually very nice this morning. It is cold, and occasionally cold breeze springs up, but it's actually very nice indeed. Oh, so a lazy day today. Tidying up the attic, because that's the last event of the year. So I'll spend an hour up there, sorting it all into its wee bays. And other things to do. Hopefully get out a wee walk this afternoon. Oh, that is cold. You know, yesterday we came across so many nice people at the stall. And it's amazing how, especially the older ones, in fact, more so the older ones, you know, if they win a prize and it's not what they want, I mean, it's not suitable for them, you know, they just give it back. So stick it back in there. And even if you say to them, do you want to swap it for something else, you know? Because it's the old ones that actually spend the money, you know, the real money. People come along and give a pound in and have their selection. And it's the old gins, as we say, that are the ones that come along and they come back regular. They'll have £2 or £3 worth and they'll come back half an hour later and have another £2 or £3 worth, etc., etc. And but they're the decent... That's not the correct word. That's not what I mean. It's not what I mean. They're the type that... they understand what you're doing it for, and they want to help. So many of them yesterday says, it doesn't matter where I win, it's where the money's going. But so many handed prizes back, and my wife would say to them, well, look, I can swap it for you if you want. No, not at all. No, that's what I won. That's what I won. And I don't want it, give it back, give someone else a chance. You know, and it's great to have that attitude in life, where others just, no matter what you give them, even if it's not suitable, they'll just take it anyway because they want it. I can understand that. I'm not faulting that. But it's also good to meet so many nice people, people of different natures and characters. You get the jovial ones and the doer ones. And the ones you really feel sorry for, the ones that spend pound after pound and never win a single thing. And that's when my wife... that's when my wife will say, well, hold on, there's a special prize here that didn't have a number on it, so we're just going to give it to someone. So would you take that? It's just her way of saying thanks for giving so much but not winning even a bar of soap. So now a long rest period. No more early rises. So it's good to be in fine fettle. I'll go and let the birds get down to the feeders. They're all sitting up there looking at me. Clear off, you bugger. Okay, I'm going. I need to get irksome.